The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's the first Monday in October. That means it's Supreme Court time, although because of the Jewish holidays, things will get rolling tomorrow. But we want to have a quick preview as to what to expect this time around. Joining us on All Things SCOTUS is Ken Klukowski. He's the senior legal editor at Breitbart News. He's an attorney with First Liberty Institute and also a fellow at the American Civil Rights Union. Hello, Ken.
Larry, great to be with you.
So, the biggest headline right now is that the Supreme Court has refused to take up the Obama administration's argument and appeal on that immigration decision that was made. Tell me what this means exactly. This has to do with the president's executive action on illegal immigrants.
That's correct. It's extremely rare for the Supreme Court to rehear a case once they've already issued a decision, or in this case, a non-decision, just saying that the court was tied 4-4, because the court had the option, when it heard the immigration case, it had the option of just saying, once they realized they were tied, of saying that the submission of the case is vacated and the case shall be rescheduled for rehearing next term. They decided not to do that the first time around. Obviously, this is an attempt, I believe, by the Obama administration to keep the issue alive, hoping that Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, fills the vacancy on the Supreme Court, and then they would have a tie-breaking vote in their favor. The justices today indicated that they just weren't interested in playing that game, or at least on this subject.
And is it an indication that the Supreme Court has said, listen, nothing's going to change. We're tied 4-4. We're going to stay tied 4-4. So let's do something more important with our time.
No, not an indication of that. Not necessarily, because there's already, because it was a 4-4 split, they know that if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, she can issue exactly the same order, have it challenged in a different part of the country, and then that case would work it out its way up to the court where there would be 9 justices to decide it.
They
also know that if Donald Trump wins, then he would doubtless cancel the executive amnesty.
Yes.
In which case, the case would become moot. It would never get back to the Supreme Court. And that's what, you can't read their minds, but that's what I would imagine is going on in this case.
Meanwhile, for local Redskins fans here, we also learned that the Supreme Court denied the Redskins the ability to be a part of this trademark issue. Now, we talked about this last week, that this Asian-American band who wanted to trademark their name, it's the Slants, they were denied that opportunity because they were told that it was an offensive name. What does it mean to the Redskins that they can't join this suit?
Well, Lee versus Tam is that case, the court ordered last week that it would be taken for review. I believe that in doing so, I believe they are very likely to hold that the relevant provision of the Lanham Act, which is what you just referred to, and that is that they can deny trademark protection, that the Patent and Trademark Office, PTO, can deny trademark status to subject matter that they find degrading or offensive, et cetera. I believe that provision of federal trademark law is actually going to be struck down. It's going to be struck down on First Amendment grounds. Once that decision comes down from the high court, that will then set a completely new legal landscape for the Redskins and for Pamela Geller wanting to run anti-jihadi ads on the sides of Metro buses. And all sorts of issues. The issue of political correctness and subject matter that some people find offensive, where that intersects with free speech, This is going to be a huge case, Lee versus Tam, which the court now will hear probably around January.
All right. And as far as the Redskins' participation in that, it's going to affect them one way or the other, depending on how this decision comes down. Wouldn't it have been good for them to be able to have their attorneys make part of these arguments as well? They're sort of relying on some other attorney and another plaintiff to their future rests on someone else making the argument.
Yeah, the court keeps its own counsel on that. The general rule in law is that you have a plaintiff versus a defendant, and they duke it out through the appeals process and then all the way to the Supreme Court. And the idea is that these are the teams in the Super Bowl, and you let them fight out their own fight. Now, on occasion, people can intervene at a late stage, or the court can allow even a friend of the brief, a friend of the court, to participate. Like when the Second Amendment was at the court, they allowed Paul Clement to argue on behalf of the NRA. But those are really very, very rare circumstances.
Gotcha.
Where the court allows more people into the to the podium.
All right, and finally, Ken Klukowski, we were told when the Senate refused to take up President Obama's nomination for a replacement to Antonin Scalia that it was going to be judicial Armageddon. It was the end of the world, and our justice system would grind to a halt with a court only populated with 8 justices. Is it really that bad? Having 8 justices? I mean, I'm obviously, you know, at some point we'll have that 9th justice, but things seem to be moving along, right?
Well, the court can function with a quorum. All they need is 5 justices for a quorum, and obviously in time, when the political branches of government work things out, probably after the election here, we would all like to see a 9th justice at some point. But Senate Republicans made the point that it has been many decades since there has been, in fact, you have to go back to the 1800s to find a Senate confirmation of a Supreme Court nominee who was nominated during a presidential year when the American people had put the opposition party in control of the Senate. You have to go clear back to the 1800s for that. It looks like when the political season is passed, the election is passed, that there'll be a 9th justice. And in the meantime, the court is fully functional. It's just on some issues we're getting 4-4 tie votes.
Yeah. All right, we're going to leave it there. We have to, sadly. We don't have enough time. But as these decisions start getting argued, we will hear more from Ken Klukowski. Thanks for joining us, Ken.
Thank you, Larry.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.